We're excited. Can't wait to get started.
Live on tape at WGN TV Studios in Chicago. Festivus.
When it's over is the best. That's my favorite.
Who is Marcus Lashkat?
Less is more with him. We're going to put him in positions where he can be successful. Not a lot of thinking.
And Steve Lippold.
They beat the Panthers by a point. What do you want me to do? Think they're going to score 50 this week?
Stupid!
The Fantasy Festivus.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what, he's always like a forgotten man.
A fantasy sports podcast for the rest.
Shut up.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Festivus. I'm Marcus Lashock. Happy Thanksgiving, a big Thanksgiving weekend edition of the podcast. I'm here at WGN TV Studios. Joining us on the phone today from St. Louis, Mr. Steve Lippo, sports producer, WGN. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Marcus? Glad to be here. Not glad to be in St. Louis. I love my family, but not the city.
Wow, it's the best city in the world. They have an arch and an arch.
They have an arch. They have a baseball team I hate. They have a terrible football team. It's a lovely place.
That's true. So anyway, you enjoying your Thanksgiving holiday so far?
No, everything's great. Everything's great down here with the wife. I married a wonderful girl from my alma mater, the University of Missouri Tigers. And her family just happens to actually be nearby. So here I am.
All right, so I guess the first thing we should talk about, as much as I don't want to talk about it, the Chicago Bears versus the San Francisco 49ers. We weren't able to tape a podcast last week, but I would have predicted the Bears to lose the game. I'm not sure how you would have predicted the game to go, but it's never...
Yeah, I would have gone the same way.
It's never a good thing, though, when a team loses quite like that. But the Bears always lose like that out there. At least they seem to.
They do have a fun, terrible track record. It's almost unbelievable when you look at how bad they've been in San Francisco. And, you know, Monday night was just more of the same, unfortunately. I think Bears fans... I hate to say expected the worst, but still probably didn't expect bad enough, as terrible as that is.
So the question is, that was awful. If you started anybody in that game on the Bears or the Bears defense, which has been giving you 20-plus points, you had an awful weekend. The question is going into next week, and we can talk about that game a little bit, but just first of all, I know you're in St. Louis, you're not here at the station, but have you heard anything? I mean, I know Jay Cutler had a press conference. And still, as we're taping this podcast on Wednesday evening, he doesn't know if he's going to play. I mean, you don't have any more information as far as that goes, do you?
You know, I've been away for the last couple of days, so I'm pretty much at the mercy of what I've read on the team so far this week. It seems like he thinks he's okay. He's been cleared to practice. He did his radio show Tuesday with ESPN 1000. And he did his weekly press conference with the media today. So I think he thinks he's okay to go, but with the NFL's policy on concussions now, you have to be cleared by not only the Bears team doctors, but also an independent neurologist.
And does that happen closer
by the league?
Does that happen closer to the game? Like, when do they usually do those tests?
They kind of do them throughout the week. It's actually an everyday thing. So it's just a matter of, you know, Cutler's cleared. He's probably been cleared for non-contact. And then there's additional tests you have to clear contact-wise. And that's actually what happened to Alex Smith for the 49ers.
Right.
He passed all of the non-contact stuff, was able to practice all week, and then couldn't clear that last hurdle. So the Niners had to keep him out. So the Bears this week are still kind of in the same situation with Jay Cutler, where they're hopeful he'll play, he's hopeful he'll play, but he's still not there yet. So for the Bears' sake, they better hope he gets there, because they do not need another repeat of the Jason Campbell saga. Although, I won't put all the blame on him, obviously the offensive line.
He looks slow, though. I mean, he really looked like he hadn't practiced in 6 months. I mean, he looked just slow. Like,
yeah,
the ball was getting out of his hands slow. It wasn't getting where it needed to be quick enough.
Well, unfortunately, that's Jason Campbell. I mean, you know, Bears fans who don't know a lot about him thinking, okay, we brought in this high price backup and, you know, $3.5 million for this guy. Well, there's a reason he got benched in Oakland. It's because these are things that he struggled with there too.
Yeah.
Slow delivery, slow decision making, checkdowns all the time, never, you know, and when he does take a shot deep, as we saw Monday night, you know, interceptions. So, you know, they signed him and everyone was real happy that they got that big upgrade from Josh McCown, but in reality, maybe not that much of an upgrade, unfortunately.
Great. All right. Well, let's move on to other great.
Super optimism. Yay.
Well, I don't want to get too much into it. We'll talk about the fantasy value of the Bears going forward when we talk about their game against Minnesota a little bit later. But first, let's go through some of the injuries over the weekend. The big one, of course, in garbage time, Rob Gronkowski. He broke – is his forearm, right? I mean, I think he had broken forearm. He had to have some surgery. He's going to be out at least what are they saying, like 2 to 4 weeks, something like that, he could be out?
Minimum a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Depends how quickly it heals, but he's already had surgery. And it's, you know, one of those freak football things that actually pulled him from the offensive plays, and he was just in there on a PAT attempt at the end of the game
and
broke his forearm on an extra point.
It's one of those freak things. Well, yeah, one of those freak things, you know. And you,
if you have Rob Gronkowski, I'm very sorry. He's going to be out for a little while, especially with the fantasy playoffs coming up now. You know, you're going to need another option. The odds are that he will not be back for, you know, at least 2 to 3, maybe 4 or longer. You know, they're saying conservative estimates 4 to 8 weeks, so that could be the whole rest of the season. So, bad news there.
So Aaron Hernandez, if he indeed does play this week, once again, we're hearing he's most likely going to play. He's questionable, but the game is Thursday night, which is actually pretty much a good thing if you're an owner of his, because then if he doesn't play, you have, 48 hours to figure out somebody else to put in his spot. But
yeah,
assuming he does play, you got to like him against the Jets, right?
Well, sure. I mean, if he does go, I mean, but the problem is, again, you have a guy coming off injury. The last time he came back from an injury, he came back too quick. He didn't play well. I'm actually kind of wondering what's going to happen there, because if he doesn't go, or it looks like he might not play, I think an interesting pickup this week is the Patriots' third tight end. It's a guy that Bears fans probably know well.
Oh, yeah.
A former tight end for the Vikings, Desante Shenko. Was a pretty good pass-catching tight end. So it's a long shot if Hernandez doesn't play, but if you're really desperate for a tight end and there's not a lot of options out there.
Julio Jones left his game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He is questionable. I don't know much about this, whether he's going to play or not at this point. That's something obviously you're going to want to keep your eye on as the week goes on. Darren McFadden, thoughts were that he was going to be back this week. But now he didn't practice today. All signs are indicating that it might be the re-show again, which was a good call by you on Facebook with Brian Tallarico was asking. You suggested that he pick up Reese, and he had a really good game last week.
Yeah, he did. You know, he's a guy who he's doing what Darren McFadden should be doing. You know, we talked about this actually on Monday when I saw you at WGN. Why hasn't McFadden been putting up this type of yardage? And that's a question that obviously no one really knows the answer to, but Marcel Reese has been good. So if he plays, you know, I'd say start him again.
Percy Harvin, still not practicing for the Minnesota Vikings. Doesn't mean he's not going to play.
He often injured Percy Harvin.
I know, but man, he was having such a great year, Percy Harvin.
You know, I feel like that's been said every year since Percy Harvin came into the league.
That's what used to be said about Darren McFadden. You know, but oh, he was so good, if only he could stay healthy. And then
he's having such a great year. I can't believe he got hurt again.
I know. You want to go through let's go to some questions here. We got some questions from Facebook.
You know what? One other injury to keep an eye on?
Yeah, sure.
Actually, a couple other running back injuries this week. LeSean McCoy got a concussion last week.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, and they don't play till Monday night. I actually have LeSean McCoy on my other team. So I'm kind of like, I don't know what's going on. They have a backup, who's, I actually picked up his backup in the Festivus League, because I have him in that league as well. So I don't know what's going on there, but McCoy's a question mark. And also, the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Well,
their starter.
Yeah, yeah. So sorry, I didn't even put that in because fantasy-wise, he's gone. Like, there's no coming back from
that. He's done for the year. Fantasy-wise. The only way they're getting him back is if they're playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, that long, is it longer than 4 weeks?
Like,
I thought they said 4 weeks.
It's like 8 weeks. It's like an 8 week thing. Yeah.
Well, on this podcast, I could care less. Hillman.
Yeah, Ronnie Hillman is apparently going to be starting for the Broncos, and he's a guy they're high on. So, you know, if you're looking for a running back for the rest of the year, it could be a great pickup. I think I already grabbed him in our league, so too bad for everybody else. But Ronnie Hillman.
Well, you know, they're high on a lot of things out there in Colorado these days.
High on life.
All right, you ready? Let's answer these questions. All right, first question. This came from Ted here at WGN, Ted Parra. He's in a situation where he has Beanie Wells, who apparently is coming back off the injury list. He's been out for a while. And he also has the law firm out there in Cincinnati, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Who do you start? I'll tell you who they're playing. The Cardinal has your St. Louis Rams at home. And the Bengals have the Oakland Raiders.
Okay, well, you know, I'm always hesitant starting a player the first week back from injury, especially considering how good LaRod Stevens Howling was last week.
Yes.
So I would say go with the law firm.
Yeah, I think it's easy.
And see what kind of progress Beanie Wells has in his first week back. I could easily see Beanie Wells being kind of eased back into action. So I'm going law firm on this one. What do you think?
Absolutely. I don't think it's even close. You got to go with law firm until Beanie Wells can show you anything. And like you said, you've got some competition in that backfield there in Arizona. So I'm definitely going with the law firm. No doubt.
All right.
All right. Next one. This one comes. I didn't write down who these came from, but they know who they are. Tony Romo or Chad Henne? Tony Romo or Chad Henne? Of course, Romo has the Redskins at home and the big Thanksgiving Day game tomorrow. That's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yep,
and the Dolphins have the Seahawks at home.
You know what's sad about this question is I did not write this question under a pseudonym. This is the exact thing I went through in our Festivus League because I have Tony Romo, and I hate Tony Romo. He has been the worst quarterback. I want to kill him every week.
Yes.
And I went and looked on the free agent wire, and I'm like, okay, who's out there? I need another option. Maybe somebody's out there, and the only guy out there, Chad Henne. And I actually considered it, but I couldn't do it.
So you're not believing.
I'm sticking with Romo. The Redskins' pass defense has been bad. I'm going with Romo.
And you know what? I'm a moron, because did I just say Chad Henne, the Dolphins? Chad Henne's on the Jaguars now, correct?
Correct, yeah.
They don't have the C. I'm still thinking Dolphins, Chad Henne. So the Jaguars have the Titans at home. I don't think, does it matter? I mean, the Titans,
no,
I guess
it doesn't matter. I didn't even notice you said Dolphins.
I did.
And you know what the funny part is? I don't think most fantasy owners would realize Chad Henne's on a different team now anyway.
That's true. That's true.
Let's be honest. No one knows where Chad Henne is. Where in the world is Chad Henne?
Hey, I might take Chad Henne on the Bears right now.
Chad Henne last week, the fluke of the year. You want to pick one performance out of nowhere that is not going to happen again. I'm going to say Chad Henne last week. I don't see it happening.
All right, so you're going to go.
I'm going to go Romo.
You're going to go Romo. Next question, Antonio Gates or Heath Miller? Now, I do know who these players play for.
I want to get your thoughts on this one first. What do you think?
Well, the Chargers have the Ravens, and the Steelers are playing the Browns. You know what? Without Roethlisberger, I got to go. Antonio Gates, I think you have to go with.
You know, it's funny. I actually initially would think the same thing. I actually like both of these guys this week. And the reason I like Heath Miller is because I believe the Steelers are starting Charlie Batch at quarterback.
Yes, they are. And you like that.
And Wiley Better and Charlie Batch, if somewhere in my mind is telling me that Charlie Batch likes to throw to Heath Miller. So I don't know why I think this is true, but I feel like backup quarterbacks always tend to rely on checkdowns and short yardage routes, see Jason Campbell. So maybe running backs and tight ends get a little bit more action than the wide receivers. And I think the Browns are a better matchup than the Ravens, obviously, but I don't know. It's tough to say no to Antonio Gates when you're looking at a tight end with a third-string quarterback. So I'd probably still start Gates and just hope Heath Miller doesn't do anything.
I don't like Charlie Batch. I don't know. I just
well, who does?
Right. So I'm going to go Gates. Are you going to go Miller then?
Nah, you know what? I'm going to go. If I wanted to be risky and look like I was a genius, I might go Heath Miller. But you could also look like a complete idiot doing that. So I always say don't rest your stars. So I'm sticking by it. Play Antonio Gates.
All right, this next question comes from a Marcus Leshock at WGN TV. He needs to start. He needs to start two receivers. He has Dez Bryant, Wes Welker, and Brandon Marshall. Which of those three start two? I'll let you answer this one.
It depends. I think you need to find out who's starting a quarterback for the Bears.
Two of these guys play Thursday night, and I'm not going to know until Sunday.
So Welker and Dez Bryant play Thursday, correct?
That's right.
Oh, man, that's tough. Wow.
And just to remind you, I mean, the Cowboys are playing the Redskins at home. Redskins secondary, not great.
Not great.
New England has the Jets, terrible for the most part. And the Bears have the Vikings, which probably the best defense out of those three.
You know what? I'm going to.
You can't sit Brandon Marshall.
That is a tough one. You know what? I'm definitely playing Welker.
Really?
I think that's my number one.
Because Gronkowski's out. Is that why?
Gronkowski's out. They don't have the tight end, so you're going to see more action on the wide receivers. Welker actually led the team in targets last week. So I'm going to play Welker. And, man, that is a toss-up between the other two. I mean, obviously, if Cutler doesn't play, I'm picking Dez Bryant.
Right.
But with the Thursday matchup, you know what? I am going to go, I'm going to go Dez Bryant. I'm going to say start Dez Bryant.
Really? Over Brandon Marshall?
I know. I knew you'd say Marshall. You love Brandon Marshall. I love Dez Bryant. Actually, I don't love Dez Bryant, but I don't necessarily love Brandon Marshall either. I don't know. This is a tough one. I would say get as much information as you can, like I said, about Jay Cutler up until the Thursday game. And if it looks like he's going to play, then I might lean Marshall as well. I don't know. That's a tough one.
All right,
you know what I did notice, Marcus, is that in the Fantasy Festivus League, we are 2 weeks away from the playoffs.
I know. I'm in trouble.
I know. I think you still have a shot, though, right?
The shot.
Not dead. You're not out of it.
I know I'm not. I need to win these next 2 weeks, though. And my team is in position, and it's playing really well. So I beat one of the best teams in the league last week. I need to win these next two, and I need some help. And you are in, I think, third place, right? Third or fourth place?
I think I'm locked in.
You're in.
I think I've clinched at least in the playoffs. I believe I'm third, tied with the best record, just the least amount of points of the three top record teams. So I'm hanging in there despite losing MJG and despite having Tony Romo as my quarterback. I'm hanging tough.
Well, good for you. I'm really happy for you. Can you tell my voice how happy
you.
I am? All right, so let's talk about the Bears this week. Let's talk about the Bears. Minnesota coming to town. Can you say anything about the Bears at this point? I mean, without knowing who's going to play quarterback, you don't know what's going to happen in this game.
I think if Cutler plays, they win, and if he doesn't play, they lose. I think it's pretty simple. It's as simple as that, unfortunately. I mean, you know, there's actually some Bears news today. They're starting left guard, Shiloh Rachel. Has left the team for personal reasons, which is very odd. No one really knows what's happened yet. There's some talk that he actually played for the 49ers for a while.
Yes,
and you know he's kind of a guy who's been through a lot in life. So there were some reports that maybe they got in his head, and some bad insinuations there. But whatever the case. He's away from the team, and it looks like the Bears are going to be starting a new combination of offensive line. Whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But that's an interesting note of the week that it looks like either Chris Spencer or maybe someone who moves inside, or there's going to be some moving and shaking there. But I think still when it all comes down to it, Cutler plays, they win. Cutler doesn't play, they lose. It's sad to say, but it's pretty simple. It's the same script as last season.
Do we even give score predictions? I don't think we can. I mean, I don't really know what to predict. I think that if Cutler plays, they win, and I think they win 10 points, maybe something around that, those numbers. But I think if he doesn't play, it's close, and they probably lose.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the biggest prediction I'm willing to make at this point, not knowing who's starting, is Cutler win, Campbell loss.
You know what, though? I don't think
that's that far-fetched, unfortunately.
Yeah, I might take that back because the defense played so bad on Monday night. I think that they are going to be coming home ready to dominate a game again. I think a lot of it had to do with them going out to San Francisco. They always lose there. Maybe it's in the back of your mind. Your starting quarterback's not playing. They come home. It's a big division game. I think the defense will step up.
Well, they definitely have something to prove. I hope they step up. I mean, they need to.
Yeah.
But again, you look at the Vikings, and, you know, they have Adrian Peterson. And, I mean, you know, we didn't think Colin Kaepernick could do anything.
Right.
You know, I look what he did, and the Vikings have a guy, and, you know, he's been struggling in Christian Ponder, but has proven earlier in the year that he can make some throws. So I do think the Bears defense, you know, is going to come out with a mission to prove something, but I'm not willing to automatically say that they're going to be right back to the Bears defense of old. But, you know, I hope they will be.
So if Cutler plays, they win.
Cutler plays, they win. Campbell plays, they lose. That simple.
All right, well, any big plans for Thanksgiving? Do you eat all the regular food that normal people eat? Do they have Thanksgiving in St. Louis?
It's such a horrible place.
I just figured they would cancel Thanksgiving.
No plans, just spending it with the family and looking forward to being thankful for not working on a holiday.
All right, well, I am looking forward to having you back in the studio next week. We can do this and discuss a Bears win with a non-concussed quarterback.
Let's make it happen.